This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition, presented by the Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. The new Iowa Competitive Dashboard Report was released last week by the Iowa Business Council. IBC President Joe Murphy says the data supports action in a number of areas.
When you think about economic growth, we're really thinking about business growth in our state. And so making sure that we have the economic development tools necessary to compete on a national scale is hugely important. Urging the adoption of the Major Economic Growth Attraction Program in the Iowa General Assembly this year is of the utmost importance. We're very happy to see that taking some really good steps to completion here over the course of the last couple of weeks. And hopefully we can get a full vote on the House of Representatives floor and then over in the Senate. We're also talking about things like continuing to make our tax climate more competitive. You know, if we can put together a tax climate that will not only attract businesses, but individuals into our state, that's going to help with our population growth strategies as well as we try to bring in new individuals to Iowa. And then when you think about some of the social infrastructure things like housing and mental health services and childcare, all of those items will really benefit the state as a whole.
More from the Iowa Competitive Dashboard Report, as well as the action plan, on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented by the Iowa Soybean Association. Activate a new or renew a current advocate membership by March 15th to be entered in the Grill and Chill giveaway. More under the membership tab at iasoybeans.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.